the malacha of schita, which is a tolda of dosh, the act of squeezing out fruits, vegetables to get liquid, etc. And Shabbos, that's a malacha deraisa. What about in regards to yomtiv? We know the malacha zechul nefesh is mutter on yomtiv, something which has to do with food purposes. If I want to squeeze a grapefruit to get liquid on yomtiv, is that something which is prohibited or not? I want to squeeze out grapes to get make great grape juice. What status does yomtiv have vis-a-vis this halacha? It's for zechul nefesh. I want to drink something. Zechul that should be mutter. So Shulchan Aruch in Tapsad Yeh says that tzchita is one of the malachas which are usher to do on yomtiv. Mechloikus in the Rishonim, whether that's an issur deraisa or an issur derabanan, but it's usher to do tzchita on yomtiv. So yomtiv basically parallels the halachas of tzchita on yomtiv, basically parallel the halachas of tzchita on Shabbos. The same way I can't squeeze out food on a fruit, etc., to get a liquid on Shabbos, I cannot do that on yomtiv. In certain scenarios, even if the liquid came out by itself, I can't use that liquid on Shabbos, so I cannot use that liquid on Yom Tov. There are some kulas in regards to Yom Tov vis-a-vis Shabbos, and let's just clarify. Like Shabbos, the halacha differentiates between three types of fruits. One group is called zesim and anavim, but the Gemara says that these fruits, the liquid which comes out of grapes, wine, grape juice and wine, and anavim, olive oil, that's to the act of squeezing those to get their liquid is a malacha deraisa. That's an issa deraisa. That's the malacha of schita, which is a told of dosh. The second group of fruits is fruits which that are not tesem anovim, but it is normal to use that use them for their liquid. People do it. So the example which the Gemara gives are were berries. A person would make a berry juice, and remember they used to make a pomegranate juice. Nowadays, most persons say oranges, grapefruits, possibly apples, these type of things, which that it is normal for people to squeeze them and make a juice out of them, but they're not zesim banovim. So those are also mitzvah abundant to squeeze. And then the halacha in Simen Shinchav and Hilchos Shabbos, we differentiate in the following. We'll go back a step. So regards to zesim banovim, you can't squeeze them, and even if the liquid came out on its own, you cannot use that liquid. So if you have a bowl of grapes and you find that after you finish the grapes, there's some juice from the grapes on the bottom, you want to drink it, you cannot drink that. Mash and tzavu, the liquid came out on its own, is usher from zesim and anovim. Two simri minim, it says depends. If you bought the grapefruits, you brought the juice because you were planning to squeeze it and to make juice out of it, that was your intention, then the liquid which came out is usher to use. Since you're planning to squeeze it, and here's the liquid, we're afraid a person, if you drink the liquid, might by mistake go and actually squeeze it. However, if you bought it for the purpose of achila, you bought it to eat it, you're planning to eat it, and some liquid came out on its own, that liquid is permitted to drink. Because we're not afraid a person to go squeeze it, he doesn't want to squeeze it, he wants to eat it. So there's no reason to gzeira that the liquid should be usur, because you might come to squeeze it, because you're planning to eat it. Then there's a third type of area, which is something which, in general, the person does never use for liquid purposes. So then, whatever, if you decide to buy it for liquid purposes, if it comes out on its own, it's more to do. Even that, a person should not squeeze it for that purpose. But if it comes out on its own, it's permitted. Sita also applies to a liquid which is not in the part of the original fruit itself. The original item itself, the person dips his challah into wine and wants to squeeze out the wine out of the challah, he cannot do that. Even though it just got absorbed right now, he can't squeeze the challah out and use that and take out that wine. He cannot do that. Rashi holds that's not the raisa. Tosafot holds that is the raisa. That can be the raisa. Rashi holds that's not, if it's not the part of the original item, it's not the raisa. Tosafot holds that it is. Legabi Shabbos, there's three scenarios which were matar schita. The person to squeeze it. Number one, if a person is squeezing it not for the purpose of using the liquid, he's squeezing it to in some way better the salad. So the example which all of you can think of course, is you take your meat pizza and you squeeze the pizza to get some oil out. You don't plan to use the oil, you're planning to discard the oil, right? It's so much oil. The pizza will taste better or be healthier if you take out the oil. So the goal of squeezing out the oil is to better the food. That is permitted on Shabbos. Number one, it's permitted on Shabbos. However, it is borer. You have to do it samach l'suda. You have to do it immediately prior to the suda. On Yom Tov, it's permitted. You do not need it as long as you plan to use it sometime in Yom Tov. You have a potato kugel that's too oily, you want to squeeze it out, that's fine. If you have a fruit which is too liquidy and it really bothers you, you want to eat the fruit and have a nice crunchy fruit, and you want to squeeze out some of the liquid from the fruit to be able to eat the fruits, not to use the liquid, that's going to be mutter in Yom Tov, even if it's not going to be for immediate usage. On Shabbos, this heter does not apply to grapes. I have this really, really plump grape, and I really want to eat the grape, and I want to get the liquid out. I cannot do that. On Yom Tov, it applies even to grapes. Zaysim and another one would be mutter. If your goal is not to use the liquid, your goal is to in some way to better the salad. The second heter, which there is on Shabbos, in regards to the halachas of Shechita, is if you squeeze it directly into a food, as opposed to into standing by itself or into a liquid. I can't squeeze a lemon into tea. I can't squeeze a lemon into water to make lemonade. I can squeeze a lemon onto a fish. Even though I'm squeezing it, since it goes directly into a food, it goes onto the food, its purpose is for the food, it is not prohibited. So that is mutter on Yom Tov. Also, that a person could squeeze out, if you're squeezing it into a food, it's going to be permitted. The third area which is permitted is that I can suck out a liquid. I can take a fruit and put it in my mouth and suck it out, and that's permitted. On Shabbos, the Mishmur comes out, it's Mechloikas over there in the Ramah, the Mishmur comes out that when it comes to grapes, you should not do that. Zaysim and Adovim, you should not suck out the liquid from a grape on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you can even take a grape and stick it into your mouth and squeeze out that liquid. So the heterim which apply to Shabbos apply to Yom Tov. They are extended a little more when it comes to Yom Tov. You don't have a limitation of the first case of squeezing it to get the liquid out. You don't have a burr problem of doing it right away. It's mutter even for later usage. And over here also, that it's going to be permitted to even for Zaysim and Anovim, a person could suck them out on Yom Tov. Have a good morning.